day.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is the Wednesday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free by dialing in at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And we are back. We're back live, back on our radio station affiliates tonight. Last night we had to do an internet-only edition of the show, and that's always fun. And it's always good to give a little bonus out to our internet listeners.
It's different and kind of harrying. I'm used to having the breaks in certain places,
right.
And they make a certain amount of money. A certain amount of time. Time, after all, being money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a little weird for me.
So we're back, and as always, you can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Also, let's see, again, the number 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com as well. Everything on the site is totally free. Last night, on the internet show, we got into a discussion about what happened at the Libertarian Party's convention. They have a national convention. I believe it's every 2 years, so every election year they have a national convention. This one took place in Portland over this past weekend, and I'd seen a few different reports from people that had attended the convention saying things like, well, the Libertarian Party's just gutted its national platform. Now, you know, this isn't a Libertarian Party show. We aren't sponsored by the Libertarian Party or anything like that. But I am a Libertarian Party member, and so I have some interest in knowing what's going on with the party.
And I'm a little L Libertarian, mm-hmm. So it matters to me, too. A little L Libertarian being somebody who's not necessarily a party member, but is still a Libertarian.
Right. And apparently what has been happening, to my understanding, is the Libertarian Party, you know, is known as, to those few people that actually know anything about the party, is known as the party of principle. And it's that principle that sets the Libertarians apart from the other political parties out there, you know, Republicans, Democrats, Green Party. They just sort of come up with new ideas whichever way the wind blows. I mean, they have no principles backing them up. And unfortunately, recently, and I guess when I say recently, I mean within the last decade, the libertarian reform movement has been sort of taking hold within the party, and these are people that would like to get rid of that principle with the purposes of bringing the party more towards the center. They don't like the idea of having a principle. They don't like the idea of being principled. They think it's radical. They think it's scary to voters. And to find out what happened over the weekend, I figured it would be good to talk to somebody that was actually there, and that's why we have Stephen Gordon on the line from hammeroftruth.com. And Stephen, you also happen to be the communications director of the Libertarian Party proper.
Exactly. And how are you two tonight?
Doing great. It's always good to have you on the show. Of course, hammeroftruth.com is a fantastic libertarian blog site, which is where I've seen some of the, I guess, rumors about what happened over the weekend in Portland. Can you give us the rundown of exactly what transpired?
Well, exactly what transpired is going to have to wait a few more days because the secretary is still computing the exact votes. There were so many platform changes, and subsection D moved to section A, and then that portion was eliminated from the platform, but portions of it were brought up in section 5 or whatever.
Mm.
So he's got a nightmare of a job ahead of him to get this all straightened out, but it's our goal to get this on the internet just as soon as possible.
Got it.
My personal perception is the way it's not being presented by either issue on this side. It's my belief that, yes, a lot of things were stripped from the platform, but that wasn't because of reform caucus issues. It was more a matter of making it worded a little better so that it falls in line with practical politics.
Okay.
In other words, things were written, most of these things were initially written 35 years ago, and they are very generic.
Hmm.
And there's a movement amongst an awful lot of Libertarian Party people to maintain the principles, but at the same time make it applicable to contemporary politics.
Okay.
And a lot of what happened, and obviously everybody has their own different vote and their own different reason, and the only time two libertarians agree on any issue, it's just that they hate someone who isn't a libertarian. So so there's no real way to get a total consensus on anything, but that was my feel of the convention.
Okay, because I was just sort of getting the impression from some of the people that were there that the party's falling to shambles, everything's crumbling, there's two major divisions in the party now, and it almost had that feeling of, you remember a couple years back, was it 2002 or 2000 when the Reform Party just broke in two?
Remember that.
So I kind of got some of the...
I was at the convention. I did not see that happening. I saw a few extreme people from each end of the arguments that were upset, but I've also seen extreme people from each point of view or each perspective on that claiming that their side won. And if you'll notice, things like the pledge that Libertarian Party members didn't change, although they got a few more votes to change it, the pledge didn't change, but even the argument and debate over changing the pledge wasn't about getting rid of the pledge. It was merely about modernizing the wording used in the pledge. The reformists feel that the wording is too complex for most people to initially understand that aren't natural-born hardcore libertarians like we are.
Even if it is hard to understand, I think that I still get new facets of it all the time, but I don't think is that such a terrible thing? It sounds great from the get-go, not believing in using force against somebody, using violence or force against somebody. That's great.
Well, I'm in agreement. Well, I'm one of those hardcore libertarians, but I'm also one of those kind of practical political guys. What I want to do is get people to vote for hardcore libertarians. But what's happened, I think, in this is we've broadened the tent a little bit. We brought the party back in lines with where it should be,
mm-hmm.
with if it's going to be a political party, that is, as opposed to a think tank or some sort of outreach group. And I don't think it's necessary to sacrifice any of these principles. There's nothing that happened in the convention that would ever cause me to sacrifice any of my libertarian principles.
Okay. And I think it's good to know that the libertarian principle hasn't gone away. Of course, nonetheless, it still disturbs me that there are people within the party that would like to see it removed entirely. I know that faction does exist. Actually, HammerOfTruth.com, your site is reporting right now that there's a new party that apparently Thomas Knapp, who is also a libertarian, has formed.
Right. He's a good friend of mine, too, and I haven't heard this. I just heard this and I haven't read it yet.
Right.
It's
brand new as today.
It
sounds like he's sort of splintering off, creating some sort of an alternative party, the Boston Tea Party.
I've only seen the title. I haven't read the article yet. So.
Right.
I haven't read anything on it yet, but I will read it as soon as we get off the air. I just walked in the door when you called me.
Okay. So basically what I understand so far is that there was some shifting in the platform, some changing of things to make it a little more applicable to today's political climate as opposed to 1974. You're saying that you as a 100-100 libertarian, you as essentially a libertarian purist, you weren't necessarily disappointed with what you saw transpire.
Well, and you've read my writings for a long period of time. I'm sure we disagree on some minor issue somewhere or another, but I don't think that you would call me a sellout libertarian.
No. No, certainly
I'm
not.
I'm pretty hardcore as those views go. By the same token, I don't feel that, as a matter of fact, it's easier. With the old structure, it was difficult for the Libertarian Party to speak out against the war in Iraq. With my new job as communications director, what was the first press release I put out? It was our hardest stance and position against the war in Iraq that they put out.
Oh, really?
So
I must have missed that.
So it's not that I'm sitting there and advocating some weakened or softened position. I simply want to take positions that are contemporary and issues that are incredibly important.
Well, that's good, because I was concerned last year. We, kind of attacked the party a little bit for coming out with that so-called exit strategy. I don't know how you felt about that, but it was before your time with the party, where they essentially were advocating foreign aid, moving troops around the world. It was anything but a libertarian document.
I remember a lot of controversy about that issue, but if you'll note, in the last few, I guess this is a week ago Monday, we put out a pretty strong press release about getting out now and saying that had the Democrats, who are now starting to put out exit strategies, even listened to the advice of the LP, we'd have been out now too. I mean, and that's the worst case scenario, even if you don't like that policy. But, I mean, the libertarian policy, we wouldn't have been there in the first place, and that hasn't changed. It just makes it easier to address
Good deal.
At this moment, and hopefully, and I expect in 2 years when we have a convention, we'll be adding a lot of these platform planks back, but they're going to be worded a lot better.
Got it.
One of the things, when I've been working presidential campaigns, one of our prominent platform planks was about space exploration. But you know what? Space exploration isn't an issue that hits the average American day-to-day smack dab in the face, unless
no.
you're in the space industry.
You're probably right about that. Hey, hang on a second, Steve. We're going to come back with a little bit more of you. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right, gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're looking for a better way to clean the air in your home or office, you need the all-new Ozone Light. It's as simple as changing your light bulbs. The Ozone Light looks like a normal spiral type of light bulb. It screws in most standard light sockets, but it's not a normal light bulb. It's coated with titanium dioxide. It's completely safe, but this unique coating kills most airborne bacteria, mold spores, and neutralizes odors. Just one light cleans the air in an entire room and lasts 8 times longer than the normal light bulb. If you have smokers, if you have allergies, if you have pet odors, mold, or mildew, you need the Ozone Light. It will wipe them out, and you have our word. If you're not satisfied with the way the Ozone Light cleans the air in your home, simply return it for a full refund. Here's the number to call to order.
800-380-4293. 800-380-4293. Call now and receive free shipping. 800-380-4293. 800-380-4293.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. 9231, anything goes, so you take control. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. On our site, you'll find all kinds of great stuff, and it's all for free. Over 115,000 posts for you to surf around through on our bulletin board system. 1,100-plus people are interacting there. It's all, again, on the house. So get interactive at bbs.freetalklive.com. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. We bring back Stephen Gordon from hammeroftruth.com, probably the best libertarian blog site out there. And you're back on Free Talk Live, Stephen.
Howdy. How's everybody doing tonight?
Man, couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. So we were talking about the Libertarian Party's, their convention that was happening in Portland over the weekend, and you were just sort of giving us your perspective on the events that occurred there. I kind of was under the impression that there was certainly two warring factions going on, but from what you've explained to me, that it looks like things aren't quite as damaged as I was led to believe.
Let me give you the inside of someone else who was there. You brought up 1972, 1974, I don't remember which one.
Yeah.
Toni Nathan, do you remember who she
She was a Libertarian vice presidential candidate?
Vice presidential candidate, first female vice presidential candidate to ever win an electoral vote. She was there, and I spent a lot of time talking with her. And one of the guys that was there with me just popped me a note in the door. And she said that she could not detect any distinct factions on the convention floor. And they had various caucus meetings during the convention. And the one that was the most heavily populated was the one run by the Reform Caucus. However, I talked with a lot of people that were in there in that meeting. Very few of them were from the Libertarian Reform Caucus. A lot of them came from a wide range of reform groups or were just curious.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were actually pretty hardcore anarchistic type people, but they just want to do something that's effective politically. And the convention results show this, too. Of the four planks that were confirmed without any changes, those are four things that are relevant immediately to people today as major political issues.
Got
those
it.
Were foreign policy, the war in Iraq. That one stood without change. Abortion, gun control, and the drug war. And those are things that hit Americans every day in their homes, households, families, and communities.
So what you're saying, those four things didn't change, or those four things were modified for more of
Are the four things that did, that passed without modification.
I see.
Those are the four that didn't change.
Now, we reported that we had heard that the Libertarian Party's stance on the drug war had changed.
Okay, I haven't actually read that.
I'll clarify that, because that's not what we had heard. What we were reporting on was that the Libertarian Reform Caucus wanted to change the drug platform to where it was only a medical marijuana platform, and they wanted to advocate drug courts for hard drug users, and that really bothers me.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I wasn't there for that portion of it, but that's what I heard.
Right.
Stephen,
Else that you'd like to highlight for our listeners while we've got you here?
Yeah, I actually think that what's happened has not been that we've lost any principles, but we've just broadened the tent. We have a broader tent that maintains the same principles, which means we might actually be able to do more politically while maintaining the principles that separate us from the other parties.
All right, good enough, Stephen. If you say so, I will go with you, because I think we're pretty much in line politically, and I appreciate you coming on the show tonight, sir.
All right, no problem, and you have a good night.
Very good,
thanks,
sir. Have a great one. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You know, I don't know about the party politics, bringing really that on the air on a national radio show, but you know, I guess they talk about that sort of stuff on the other shows to an extent.
They do, but this isn't a Libertarian Party show.
No, it's not.
As opposed to Rush's, which is a Republican Party show.
And I think I made that clear, and that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have him on as, you know, the hammeroftruth.com mm-hmm. editor, as opposed to his role as the communications director for the LP.
We talked about the issue last night, and, you know, getting some clarity I don't think is a problem.
Right.
I just, you know.
So there you go. If you were at the convention and you want to chime in, 800-259-9231, or as always, you can bring up whatever you want. Let's go to the phones. Ben in Indiana waiting patiently. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Mark.
Yes.
I was listening actually on the third, and there was some discussion about the lack of, or appearance of a lack of, Christian liberty-minded groups in
yes.
America.
I was complaining about that, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm being a Christian, I was right there with you on wondering where they are. And actually, as I was thinking about that, I think what one of the problems is, a large number of the Christians who are politically active have already been snatched up in movements like things led by, I don't know if you've heard of the author Jim Wallis.
I have not.
Anyway, there's a thing going around in Christian circles they'll refer to as the social gospel. And it's pretty much socialism wrapped up in Christian speak.
Ack! I've never even heard of this. This is new stuff for me. They call it the social gospel?
That's what I would... I mean, well, they call it the social gospel, and that's kind of the label I would give it.
I see.
They advocate a lot of, you know, let's make better government programs for the poor. A whole lot of things where they want to... solve their problems by getting government to change things.
I guess I have definitely heard of this. The sort of you got to vote your religion as far as these things go. Jesus wanted us to take care of the poor. Well, yes, he wanted you to take care of the poor
voluntarily.
Yeah. Right? He didn't say stick a gun at somebody's head and force them to take care of the poor.
Exactly. And in fact, I don't know if you ever read at the Ludwig von Mises Institute website.
Never heard of them.
Oh, they're
just
wonderful.
Kidding. He's kidding.
But anyway, they actually published an article very recently about how the Christian gospel, as Jesus preached it, is actually quite individualist.
Sure.
But anyway...
So you're suggesting that the religious people are pretty much behind the socialist movements out there, and you're basically saying there aren't very many pro-liberty religious people?
Well, you see, the thing is... that's what it boils down to, but I don't think they realize that that's where they're going. They may not realize that's what they're actually doing.
And that makes sense. I mean, most people don't make the connection that government is force. They don't understand that government is violence and threat.
Right. These are Christians who care very much about helping the poor and about doing all the things that Christians are supposed to be up to.
And they would never consider putting a gun in somebody's face and demanding that they give money to their favorite cause or they give money to their church. But
no.
They don't realize they have a disconnect. They don't realize that that's precisely what it is that they're asking the government to do.
And in parts of those circles, too, there's also the interpretation of some of the words of Jesus, such as, you know, give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Yeah.
But that means you should always pay all your taxes. Regardless of, you know, what's being done with them.
Understood. Now, this is why I think...
Well, I know people say that, but that verse isn't entirely specific. I mean, you know, he sort of points out that Caesar's face is on the coin, and then he says to the Sadducees at that point.
I do believe that's what it was, yeah.
One of the two. Give Caesar what's Caesar's. Whose face is on it? Give Caesar what's Caesar's.
This is why
I'm saying...
so
disconnected.
This is why I think that it's so important for there to be a Christian pro-liberty organization, so you could have that group go around, you know, from church to church and let these people know what it is that they're supporting by doing what they've been doing and how very unchristian it is. Thank you for the call, Ben. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. Dozens and dozens of ladies that listen to the show have taken the time to send us a validated photo. And that means that you're proving in the picture, ladies, that you listen to the show. Now, we had a young lady call in last night, Samantha, you may recall. She was a relatively new listener to the program, and we encouraged her to send in a photo for the shrine. And she did. However, it was not a true validation. And I had to send it back, and I said, you know, I'm sorry for being a stickler on this. But essentially what she did was she took a webcam photo of herself. And we know she's real. She called in, so we know she's, you know, a real person. There's no doubt that this is probably her. But she photoshopped in like something like, I love Free Talk Live, on top of the actual photo.
So because she may not have had a photo that she could take at the time.
Well, I don't know. Okay. Well, I don't know what the reasons were, but I had to make it clear that when we say validated photo, it means it has to be in the original photograph. You cannot Photoshop something into a photo of yourself. So that means that a picture has to be specifically taken of you for Free Talk Live. Not hard to do in this day and age of digital cameras. So there. So you can get on the shrine too, ladies. Freetalklive.com. We go to Alexander in Alabama. You take control of the airwaves. Hello, Alexander. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, commenting really quick on the Jesus thing. The whole Caesar thing was basically Jesus was stuck between a rock and a hard place because on one side the Jewish people didn't like the taxes, and the other side, if he said he wouldn't pay taxes or they shouldn't pay taxes, he would have been arrested immediately. So basically what he did was beg the question that give unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And it doesn't say give taxes or to say don't give it taxes. It just gives Caesar's property what is Caesar's.
Right.
It's just begging the question.
Right. Absolutely. I think he dodged the question by essentially saying, well, whose picture's on it? And then, you know, there's a question, and then he says, then he makes a statement mm-hmm. that either can be related or unrelated, saying, well, give Caesar what's Caesar's.
Right. So if you've got a bunch of sheep and you're trading in some other sort of currency, then mm-hmm. he wasn't saying you should give that stuff to Caesar.
Right. If I put George Bush's picture on the back end of my sheep there,
yeah.
You know, I use it as one of those little poo catchers or whatever that they
okay.
have on horses. If I put his picture on one of those things, that doesn't make it his sheep or his poo catcher.
Right. Very good. Is that all you had for us?
No, actually, I heard some things about the new Libertarian Party platform. It's rumors because nothing really has come out yet, but
yeah.
I heard rumors about how they're discounting the connection between inflation and depression. And sort of, you know, that sort of got me really riled up because I hope that the Libertarian Party isn't going to soften its sort of platform on economic freedom.
Well, I don't know what to think, and as you pointed out, it hasn't been officially released yet. But I would say that I think that I understand the movement to make the platform simpler. I think that it's important to have a simple, understandable platform that still has principle attached to it. I don't know how much detail a political party's platform really should get into the issues. I think that's I think that's something for more of an educational organization entirely. So. Very good, Alexander. Thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Oh, yes. What do you think about North Korea doing a test launch of its long-range missile?
Well, it failed. I read that it failed.
I like that it failed.
I do, too. But isn't it scary that Russia and China do have real missiles and we are trading with the enemy? We should have no trade with
China. What do you mean, the enemy?
China and Russia are our enemies.
Why?
Because they are communist countries.
Russia's not communist anymore, is it?
No.
They're moving more towards the free market, as I understand. China's even moving more towards a more market-based economy.
No, they are playing possum. I recommend that you read the book called New Lies for Old, which is a John Birch Society book.
Uh-huh.
And basically, Russia is playing possum. They are about as red as raw steak.
Well, it's true that China still is a communist nation, and they're still doing terrible communist things to their people, like suppressing freedom of speech, suppressing dissent. No doubt about it. However, why shouldn't we be trading with these people? They can offer us products and services at a lower price. Why shouldn't we be involved in trade? Because I don't know if I'm paraphrasing Jefferson, I'm not sure who I'm paraphrasing here, but essentially one of our founding fathers said something to the effect of, as soon as products stop crossing borders, armies will cross borders. So trade is essential to prevent violence in the future, Jeff.
No, that is appeasing the enemy. We have the Trading with the Enemy Act, that is number
so
one.
So you disagree with the founding fathers then?
No, I don't. I am a far right winger, and I am proud of it. A staunch anti-communist. That means isolationism, pure and simple.
So you disagree with the founding fathers then? Just check.
No.
Yes, you do. Because I just paraphrased them for you, and you disagreed with it.
Because the founding fathers would never trade with a communist country. They'll never trade with a Muslim country, and we are.
So they wanted trade with all nations. They wanted trade with they wanted you to be free to trade with whoever you wanted to trade with.
As a matter of fact, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson tried to work closely with the Barbary, which is Tripoli, Libya. At their time. So I would say that the founding fathers probably did have interest in trading with the Muslim countries.
But you see, I'm looking at today, and I'm looking at the fact that a mushroom cloud is no joke, a nuclear bomb can ruin mm-hmm. your day, and this country is being taken down slowly but surely. China has a 50-year plan. I recommend you read the book called Red Cocaine by Joseph Douglas.
Maybe we should be... You've already recommended two books. Now, that's enough.
I like the John Birch Society. I think it's a great organization, but I think that they can get a little iffy on this whole...
I've heard they're a little tinfoil, personally.
They are a little, but, I mean, you know, at the same time, they've got some good, positive American values. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. It sounded like somebody hung up there. It seems to me... If I've got to go rob somebody or go shoot somebody or go do something violent to somebody, I'm probably not going to do it with somebody who I'm doing business with on a regular basis. And
we're probably China's best customer.
Yeah, who helps bring money to my coffers. I would think that I would go after other people.
Well, China does bad things to their citizens.
So we do bad things to our citizens, too. Should people stop trading with the United States?
We've got missiles.
Not only are we doing bad things to our own citizens, like locking up record amounts of individuals in jail in this country, but we're also killing innocent people around the world. I mean, if there's any reason to stop trading with the United States, we've given the world plenty of reasons to stop, yet they continue to do it. Why? Because it's economically beneficial for them, just like it's economically beneficial for us to buy products from China. Because if you're somebody that would like to make it so we don't trade with anybody, aren't you?
Oh yes. I am a firm isolationist. We only trade with our buddies, because when we see a nuclear bomb go off in our backyard...
Jeff, who defines who the buddies are anyway?
Well,
is that going to be George Bush's job or yours? Who's going to make that decision?
Well, China is not our friend. They've never been our friend. They're a communist country.
So if they're going to give me a product at a lower price, they're my friend. If there's a business in China that's going to give me a better product at a lower price, I will do business with them until I can find someone else to supply that product at a lower price than them.
Well, guys, you have just chosen suicide. That's all I have to say.
I understand where you're coming from, but actually what you've chosen is homicide, because I want to trade with China and you don't, and we're both Americans, right?
Now, in your
perfect world, I can't. Isn't that correct?
You'd be prohibited.
You would tell me no.
America. America first.
Don't go off subject. Stick with me here now.
I'm an American first person. The products should only be made in America or our buddies.
I hear you, but you and I are Americans, and you're in control of the government, and I'm just a businessman, okay? Now, if I decide I want to trade with China, and you've got some rule in place that says that I can't, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and I want to do it anyway. What are you going to do about it?
I will soak you with a big fine.
A big fine. And I tell you, hey, look, I was born in the land of the free and the home of the brave. You can take your fine and shove it. I'm not going to pay it. Now what are you going to do?
Well, we'll have tariffs. Tariffs.
What if I don't want to pay your tariffs?
Right, I understand you're going to have tariffs.
Then you get put in jail for treason.
I don't want to go to jail. As a matter of fact, I've got a gun and the Second Amendment. I'm not going to jail. What are you going to do about it? You're going to shoot me.
Yep, you're going
to
shoot him, aren't you, Jeff?
Enforce your rules.
Because you're a violent, violent, sick man. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. We should be free to choose who we trade with on an individual basis. That's what freedom is supposed to be about. Choices. More on the way. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out.
I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible.
Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too. Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Everything on our site is totally free. Archives, the updates, live streaming, bulletin board system, and more. We give it all away. What do we ask in return? That you shop with us. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer, and they have over 30 different categories of products. Everything from toys to DVDs to furniture to office products, you name it. They pretty much carry everything, including even marital aids and a grocery store. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's the way you want to enter their site, amazon.freetalklive.com, because if you go through that direction, we'll get a percentage of anything that you buy. So you're going to do the shopping anyway.
Right, and it's not going to cost any more.
No.
Otherwise, Amazon just keeps the little extra advertising vig.
Exactly.
They figure the advertising came from some other location, so they'll keep it and, you know, forward it on. But if they know it came from Free Talk Live,
they reward us.
They'll give us a check.
Exactly. So you're going to do the shopping anyway. Have it get it done. Get a great deal on shipping, great deal on the products. Have it shipped to your door and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Amazon.freetalklive.com. So we just had Jeff on the air, and Jeff calls in from time to time, and he's always kind of got that same demeanor about him. You know, this idea that the communists are the biggest danger in the world, and we should do everything we can to not deal with those countries. And I don't advocate dealing with the communist government per se. I don't like communists. I want to make it clear. I am anti-communist. I'm a libertarian, which means I'm essentially 180 degrees opposite from a communist.
Right, but a hard-line isolationist standpoint is just as authoritarian as any communist regime out there.
Right.
Basically, you're telling people, you can't do whatever it is that we say you can't do.
Right. He's essentially
and it's one of the problems I have with the John Birch Society in general.
And you cornered him very well on that by essentially saying you were a business person and you wanted to deal with China. Why shouldn't you be free to?
Well, because you can't. Because I said
so. It's wrong.
They're a communist nation and you shouldn't support that. You're slitting America's throat.
Yeah.
You shouldn't buy Chinese products.
And what it is, essentially, is using, it's punishing those people for being communists and living in a communist nation and not wanting to flee those awful communist people. It's punishing them rather than,
as though they all
want to
be communists,
as it were.
Oh, as though all of the people in China want to be communists.
If you can show them what a great nation America is by having freedom and trading freely and being really profitable by going out there and trading with everyone,
right,
then people will see this beacon of liberty and they'll say, we want to be like that. So they'll either come here or they'll change their nation.
Jeff probably wouldn't even want any sort of technology eventually exported. He wouldn't want like an American company like Google. He wouldn't want them having a website over in China because that would be a non-isolationist and that would be bad too.
Can't help them.
However, as has been pointed out, having Google and other services like that available to the Chinese people is opening up their ability to learn new things. I mean, before the internet hit China, and I believe China now has more internet users than the United States does. Before the internet hit China, there was very little information that these people could get their hands on. I mean, you were given what the Chinese government wanted you to read.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese news agencies, they still are controlled by the state. You're still essentially given what they want. But when you go online, they have software that's supposed to block some stuff. But there are ways around it.
Sure.
There are websites that are being created right now. They're out there that allow the Chinese people to use their site as sort of a proxy, if you will. You go to this one website, and then it will allow you unrestricted, unfettered access to the entirety of the World Wide Web. So we're talking about giving these people, and they're people, they're human beings just like anybody else, the ability to access newfound ideas, newfound information, ideas that may actually create, you know, more of a market-based revolution over there in China. They've already been opened up to more international trade, to more market-based sort of phenomena and procedures in their daily way of life, and their economy's exploding because of it.
Trade and education are going to be the things that change this whole world. You know, nation-states aren't going to exist like they do now. It's not going to be... we're going to rule the world. It's not going to be any more of that. Nation states are going to change in the next 100 years. And America has risen in power over this last 100 years, certainly since World War II. And I feel like, just like the John Birch Society does, and just like our caller, what was his name?
Jeff.
Just like Jeff does, I feel like we're spending way too much time and way too much money outside of our borders, and... the John Birch Society and sort of libertarian thought, they coincide in the majority of areas, but there's some really big differences too.
Also, I'd like to say right now that I love Chinese products in general. They're cheap, and that makes it so that my dollars go further. This is what's good. This is what the people ignore this. They say, you should only buy American products, or as Jeff said, products from our buddies. Who's to determine who the buddies are is another question. But you should only buy American products. By buying Chinese products, you're stealing jobs from America. You're taking encouraging companies to leave America. But that's not true. It's the government of America that's encouraging companies to leave America by increasing regulations, increasing, you know, OSHA, adding more business regulations in there, making it more difficult, adding more corporate taxes in, more taxes on top of payroll and all that, and making it more difficult to do business here. So, of course they want to leave.
Well, it's not just the federal government, but it's the state governments,
too, and locals.
If you've got to look at Illinois, I don't think you can do any work if you're not part of a guild or a union or a trade association there in that state. But here in Florida, what kind of control do the Teamsters have?
I've never seen Teamsters
around
here.
As a matter of fact, you have. They're UPS. And many other organizations. But they, you know, there's plenty of competition.
Is FedEx unionized?
I would assume.
I wonder about that.
I don't know.
I
don't know.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So I like to buy Chinese products because they're cheaper. And that's good for everyone in America. If a product can get manufactured for less somewhere else, it should be. That's what the economy wants. People in the economy want to spend less and get more. Why should I be spending more and getting less? Which is exactly what Jeff was proposing. By only buying American products, let's see, do I want to buy a towel that was made in America for $20? Or do I want to buy the same exact quality towel that was made in China or Thailand or somewhere else for $2? You know, it's obvious which one I will choose, and I think it's obvious which one most of America will choose, which is one reason why Walmart is such a popular place to shop. Walmart allows Americans, regardless of what you think of their business practices, they're not a perfect company, they do engage in eminent domain, they are advocating a raise in the minimum wage, these are anti-liberty things that they're doing, but one thing's for sure is that they're bringing products to people at a lower price, and that means that your paycheck... Your paycheck that you get, if you get a $500 paycheck at the end of a week period or a 2 week period, and you can and you're going to go and spend $100 at Walmart, whereas you would have spent say $200 if you'd shopped at other stores and bought the same products for more.
And don't forget the gas between them.
You've essentially gotten a pay raise. I mean, Walmart essentially gives people pay raises by giving people products for less, and that means that yes, they are buying them from China. And yes, maybe some of that money is going funneling into the Chinese government. But our government, wouldn't you say that our government is probably more, is probably bigger? I don't know the amount of people involved, but as far as the amount of money involved.
I would bet people and money our government's bigger.
I wonder about that.
I'd be willing to bet. I mean, I realize, unless you start, one of those sweeping and broad statements that, you know, every man between the ages of 18 and 50 is a member of the Chinese military,
yeah.
So therefore they're part of the government. Now, let's avoid that.
Also,
I'm talking about people that are actually on the payroll of the Chinese government. I can't imagine for a second that they have either more people or more money in their government.
Let's shift back over to his original reason for calling. His original reason was, oh no, North Korea is testing missiles, and that's bad and everything. But is China doing that? Is Russia doing that? I mean, because wouldn't we hear about it?
They've done certain tests on certain missiles.
I know, but they're not pounding at the pulpit saying, we're going to attack America.
Yeah,
okay?
And by the way, yes, he started with North Korea and then...
And he just changed into
over.
China and Russia. I'd like to also point out, how many products have you ever bought that says, manufactured in North Korea on it?
Nothing. It's a crap hole.
It doesn't exist. There are no products coming out of North Korea. North Korea has fences up around its beaches. It doesn't want people leaving its country. I don't think it wants products leaving its country, nor could it possibly have products leaving, because there's no mentality of entrepreneurship there. I mean, it's all state-run. Everything in North Korea, the difference between North Korea and China is huge. North Korea is the most communist nation in the world, in my opinion. They're
certainly the most authoritarian.
They are the most totalitarian nation, no doubt about it. And so, I would not want to buy North Korean products at all, because they're the most terrible country. I mean, aside from maybe Haiti.
Well, some business out there that happens to be in North Korea and producing something, I don't know whether they should be necessarily punished for their governments.
I know, but they wouldn't be allowed to. It's all everything's state-run over there, from what I understand. Hey, more on the way. Hour number two is coming up. We're going to talk about the so-called Christian nation. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I love